PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words consequences and feast.
Just another typical day at the Botsford. Mmm, I smell something delicious. It must be time for
Tim's Spicy Surprise.
Ooh, sounds fancy.
Look at him go.
He's a cooking machine.
What's in it?
A mixture of spicy cheese, spicy meat, and spicy spices.
Spicy is nicey.
It is really, really important that all three of you... four of you, enjoy this meal right when it's perfectly cooked. I mean, if we were to eat it later, it wouldn't taste as good, and I'd be crushed, just like these tomatoes. I forgot to add the tomatoes.
Tonight we feast on the feast at the Botsford Family Feast!
What does feast mean? Well, when we have a really, really big meal as part of a special occasion, like my dad showing off a new recipe, we call that meal a feast. Got it?
I need your help investigating a very important mystery. Milk has been disappearing all across the city, and I want to find out why.
Interesting. Count me in.
To the grocery store!
Be home in time for dinner, Mom!
Don't be late. Your father needs all of us to try the spicy surprise right when it's ready.
That's right. The secret to great cooking is the same as the secret to great comedy.
What's that, hun?
Timing!
Oh! You coming, Bob?
I waited for a while and then said timing.
Don't worry, everybody. This last batch of milk is safe. Nobody's gonna steal it from right under our noses because they know there will be serious consequences of a legal nature.
Go!
Oh, okay. They got away.
Scoops, did you hear that high-pitched laugh?
Some might say mousy.
Dr. Two Brains!
But why would Dr. Two Brains want milk? Doesn't he usually steal cheese?
Yes, but milk is the main ingredient in cheese.
Wow.
I wonder if Dr. Two Brains is planning some sort of criminal feast. We should go check out his lair.
How do you know where Dr. Two Brains' lair is?
I read it in a book.
Looks like that book you read was fictional, Becky. This is just an empty warehouse. No sign of Dr. Two Brains anywhere.
What is that?
A milk trail leading outside!
Where could Two Brains be hiding? And what sort of crime is he trying to pull off?
Meanwhile...
Thanks to the new hideout, Word Girl can't find us and will never stop us from turning the entire city into cheese.
Hey, boss, explain to me why we need all this milk again.
Milk. It's the main ingredient in cheese. You didn't know that, did you? Oh, brother. Let's review. Now, the cheese ray works fine turning small things into cheese, but if we want to turn the entire city into cheese all at once, we'll need two ingredients, milk and power. Now, we've already stolen all the milk in the city, but where are we going to get lots and lots of power, I ask myself? Ta-da! This special helmet is for my soon-to-be best friend and partner in crime, the Energy Monster!
Energy monster is dangerous.
Dangerous, yes, but also full of power. We pop this helmet on that energy monster, we plug it into the cheese ray, and boys, we are looking at the greatest cheese-making device in the history of the world. Unexpected side effect. You're welcome, Energy Monster.
Actually, my name is Maria.
Oh, hello, Maria.
There was a girl once in a movie named Maria. She was the prettiest one in the whole movie. I fell asleep though partway through.
I think Maria likes talking.
What's your favorite name? I like Maria.
And here's another drop of milk. Wow, this detective work is slow going. It's almost 6 o'clock.
Dinner's at 6. Oh, sorry, Scoops, gotta go. Scoops and I were investigating a plot by Doc.
Now, Becky, you have greatly disappointed your father.
I worked so hard on this.
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry I missed your spicy surprise. Hey, how about I try some now? It looks so delicious.
Spicy surprise is only tasty when it's fresh out of the oven.
Becky, it's all in the timing.
The timing?
Well, can you make it again tomorrow? I really want to try it.
Well, I guess I could spend all day whipping up a whole new batch.
Great! Tomorrow it is, then. And I absolutely, positively won't be late again. Promise.
If you break your promise this time, Becky, there will be serious consequences. You'll be, well, you'll be mega-grounded is what you'll be.
Mega-grounded? Is that worse than regular-grounded?
You don't want to know.
Mega grounded, Becky. You don't know what that means?
That is correct. I don't know what mega grounded means since I don't often get myself into mega trouble. You, on the other hand, get in trouble all the time. So, I assume you know the consequences. Consequences. Something that happens because of something you did. If I miss tomorrow's dinner, the consequences will be that I'm mega grounded. So, what does mega grounded mean?
Let's just say, I'm glad I'm not you right now.
Consequences.
Knock it off, TJ, or you'll have some consequences of your own.
Okay, I'll stop. Consequences.
TJ!
That night.
I sure do love being able to talk and talk and talk. Want to hear me count aloud to a million? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15. Oh, I missed one. I gotta start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The next night at the Botsfords.
Becky, dinner isn't for 15 minutes.
I know, but I want to be sure I don't miss a moment of the feast. Bring on the spicy surprise!
That's nice of you, Becky. I'm sure your father will appreciate your being here this time.
Becky, I've got big news!
That's great, Scoops, but do you think it could wait until after...
The milk trail dried up last night, but I borrowed Violet's cat, Priscilla. And Priscilla, being a cat, was able to follow that milk trail to where Two Brains is hiding out.
Did you see him?
No, but I heard voices inside. One voice said, I'm going to turn the entire city into cheese at dinner time tonight. And then another voice I didn't recognize was just counting and counting.
Wait, Two Brains is going to turn the entire city into cheese right now?
He's going to try, but I bet Word Girl will show up and stop him just in time. Let's go watch.
Oh. Let's hurry, Scoops. Come on, Bob. Uh-oh, time's up. Bob and I have to go back to dinner. Bye!
But Becky, wait, we're on a mission.
I'll take it from here. You go get the police.
Oh, okay, right away, Word Girl. Wow, Becky's gonna be mad that she missed you.
Hold it right there, milk thieves.
Ah, Word Girl.
see you've captured the energy monster.
Oh, I'm not captured. I want to be here. Isn't this the funnest? Funnest is a funny word, isn't it? You know what else
Whoa.
Is funny? One,
the
two,
energy
three, four,
monster
five,
can
one,
talk? And she's a girl?
My name is Marie, and I love not wearing this voice helmet that Dr. Two Brains made me because now I can wonder about things out loud, like what is the best color in the world? And have you ever
she go on and on like that a lot?
All night. No stop.
But then I remember it was just a picture of a kitty and not a real kitty.
Oh, I get it. You're using the energy monster to power your cheese ray and the milk to magnify the effect, right?
Oh, nice detective work, word girl. But you're too late. This baby is fully functional.
Oh, no, you don't.
Way to go, word girl. You got him.
Here they are, officers. Lock them up. Thank you. Gotta go in a hurry. Bye. Did we miss the feast?
Let it out, Tim. Let it out.
Twice in a row.
Two nights in a row. So now you're in mega, mega trouble. And there are gonna be consequences.
Mom, Dad, I can explain. Scoops and I were helping Word Girl fight Dr. Two Brains.
Becky,
and...
it's no use making up more stories. You broke your promise, and you knew the consequences. We have no choice but to make you mega grounded.
Mega grounded?
Mega grounded.
No!
Becky missed the family feast, and now she's mega grounded. What exactly are the consequences? You'll have to come back for part two to find out. And if that weren't enough of a cliffhanger... Maria the Energy Monster is determined to find her voice helmet. Stay tuned for the captivating conclusion in the next exciting episode of... Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is flicker. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Take it away.
Flicker means to shine with a light that's always changing.
That's right. Nice work, Emily. You are today's...
One time I was home and the light started to flicker. I was sure it was because there was a ghost in the house.
A ghost? There was?
Well, then the lights went completely off. I couldn't see anything. It was really scary. And then I heard a sound.
What was it?
It was my cat. He'd been standing on a cord, which is why the lights flickered, then went out.
So there wasn't a ghost?
Nope.
And, what was the point of the story?
I didn't have one.
Okay, well, congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl hoverboard! Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words vanish and rely.
And now we begin part two of our incredibly exciting blockbuster two-part story. Now, as you may recall, in part one...
In a minute, Mr. Narrator.
Oh.
Becky, I can't believe you would miss your father's special family dinner not once, but twice.
Mom, I swear, I missed those dinners because Scoops and I had to stop Two Brains and the Energy Monster from turning the whole city into cheese.
Sorry, Becky, but we all know that Word Girl is the only one amazing and super powerful enough to do all that.
Oh, yeah. Word Girl, isn't she great?
Oh, Becky. First you missed two family dinners, and now you're putting down Word Girl? Becky, you deserve to be mega grounded.
Will someone just please tell me what mega grounded means?
Becky, You are mega grounded for the next month.
A whole month?
That's what mega grounding is, Becky. No TV, no computer games, no play dates, no staying up past 7.
Does mega grounding also mean I have to hear the punishment from him?
Yes, I'm afraid you do.
No roller skating, no rollerblading, no bicycling, no unicycling, no...
Yeah, I don't own a unicycle.
Well, don't buy one, because you are mega grounded! Ha ha!
Mom! Dad!
I'm sorry, but we said there'd be consequences for missing dinner, and you can rely on us to keep our word.
By the way, you might want to take a look in your room.
What? What? All my things! My pretty princess toys! They've vanished!
Yes, I know.
You took all my toys?
Mega grounded, Becky.
But I'm
sorry, but the punishment is final.
Actually, there is one last thing I can do to prove my innocence. I'm going to rely on an old Botsford tradition, the family trial.
There's no such thing as a family trial.
Actually, TJ, if you studied our family history, you'd know that a Botsford can rely on the family trial to settle any dispute.
So Becky can use the family trial to wiggle out of her punishment? We shall see about that.
Meanwhile, Dr. Two Brains is trying to get out of his punishment.
Oh, come on. Do you really have to handcuff us?
I'm sorry, Two Brains. Oh, Dr. Two Brains, you don't know where the energy monster went, do you? It seems like it vanished.
Ooh, set me free and I'll help you look for it.
Oh, nice try. That was good. Huh, where did that energy monster go? Has to be around here somewhere. I better call for some backup. This is Officer A. What's with my walkie-talkie? It's acting all weird.
I now call this court to order. Becky, I promise, even though I'm your mother, you can rely on me to be a fair and honest judge.
You're already doing a wonderful job, honey.
Thank you, sweetie pie.
Ma!
You're right. From now on, please call me Judge Botsford.
You got it, honey.
We'll begin with the prosecution. That means we'll start by hearing Mr. Botsford's side of the story.
I'm going to let my lawyer handle that. TJ?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, Judge Mom, Monkey, I know that I'm just a 7-year-old boy and that there's a lot I don't know about this crazy world. I don't know much about the law or trials or even how to do long division. But there is one thing I know in my heart. When a father works all day over a hot, spicy stove to cook his family a special feast, shouldn't his whole family be there to enjoy that feast? Judge, I present to you my client's spicy surprise. This is the meal which the defendant, Miss Becky Botsford, in her selfishness, didn't even deign to eat. You see, when my client, Dad, served up this spicy surprise, Miss Becky Botsford served up a little surprise of her own. She didn't show up for dinner. It was as if she had disappeared, vanished. Well, you know what also vanished? A father's trust in his only daughter.
I thought I could rely on you, Becky.
Order! Order!
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, my client's tears speak more eloquent, say more than I ever could. The prosecution rests its case. And its feet.
Judge? Judge!
I'm sorry. That was beautiful.
No, please.
Keep it up. I love it.
Bob, what am I gonna... Oh, not you too!
And so while Becky tries to get herself out of trouble, Two Brains is trying to figure out how to get himself out of jail.
You are not going anywhere, Two Brains. Because I'm keeping my eye on you, and there's no way that you can vanish from my sight.
Oh, well, that's fine with me. Yeah, just keep your eyes right here and don't look anywhere else.
Two Brains, that's the oldest trick in the book. Well, I'm not falling for it. I'm going to concentrate entirely on you. Hey, peanut butter crackers.
Thank you, peanut butter crackers. I knew I could rely on you, energy monster. Sorry, Maria. Now, come on, let's vanish.
Back at the family trial, Becky is presenting her side of the story. She's already called her first witness.
Mr. Ming!
Objection!
There's nothing to object yet. Where have you been these last 2 nights?
Becky, don't you remember? You were with me.
It's a trial, Scoops. I ask questions, you answer them so everyone can hear.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, where have you been these last two nights, Mr. Ming?
Well, Becky and everybody, so you can hear me, I spent the last two nights investigating a serious crime, and I was relying on Becky here to help me.
Right. And when you rely on someone, it means that you depend on them to be there for you. Scoops was relying on me to help figure out who was behind a crime that was threatening the whole city. Isn't that right, Scoops?
Miss Botsford, are we really supposed to believe that ordinary Becky Botsford is a crime-fighting hero who flies around saving cities? Oh, please.
Well, I know it may sound ridiculous, but I have evidence. I submit to the court Exhibit A, a helmet that I confiscated. It was built by the evil Dr. Two Brains and worn by the energy monster.
Objection! How are we supposed to know that it's not just some toy you bought at a toy store?
How about I go to another scene and then come back? Meanwhile...
I don't know what she said. I was relying on that helmet to help me understand her.
Well, I don't know where the helmet went. It just vanished.
It can't vanish because I put a homing device inside it. That way I can find it wherever it goes. The only problem is, it'll only work when it's attached to a power source. I just hope whoever has the helmet is foolish enough to plug it in.
Becky, I've got an idea. Let's plug it in!
What is it doing?
I don't know.
I know what it's doing. Nothing! Judge, I think we've seen enough.
Oh, Becky, if that's all the evidence you have, then I'm afraid I have no choice but to find you.
Hello, neighbor. You wouldn't happen to have a mysterious blinking helmet lying around your house, would you?
Let's say that I did. Why would you need this helmet?
So I can go unicycle riding. I've got an extra brain to protect, after all.
Sorry, Two Brains, it's not here.
Oh, poppycock and hogwash. Hand it over right now or you'll have to deal with Maria.
You know, I think we do have the helmet. Why don't you come inside and get it?
Ooh, don't mind if I do. Come on, boys, let's try this again.
Wait, Dr. Two Brains, while you're here, I thought you might like to try this. It's my father's spicy surprise. Might be a little cold, but it's got spicy meat, spicy spices, and oh yeah, spicy cheese.
Spicy cheese? Let me at it, I'm starving.
Be my guest, all of you.
I've got to say, this is truly a surprise. A spicy surprise. Very spicy. Hey, can I please have some water?
Oh, sorry, we just ran out.
Ran out? Ran out? Get out of my way! Water. Where's the water?
I'll give you water!
Oh, thank you.
We're girl, you're in big, big, mega, mega, mega trouble now. Know why? In fact, I'm bigger and better than every other villain in the whole town. I'm better than the Butcher, better than the Whammer, better than...
I just couldn't listen to her talk anymore. That helmet? Worst thing I ever invented.
Well, thanks, Two Brains, but you know, I still have to take you to jail.
I could use the peace and quiet. Come on, let's go.
I'm sorry I doubted you, Becky. Obviously, you were telling the truth.
Dad, I'm sorry, too. I still wish I hadn't missed dinner.
Hey, where's Word Girl? She was just here.
I guess you could say she vanished. And that's because vanish means to suddenly disappear.
Well, Becky, do you know what's also vanished? Your punishment.
And so the Botsford family trial comes to a close. Now, before I vanish, remember, if you miss an episode of Word Girl, there will be consequences. You'll miss all the fun. That's why I'm sure we can rely on you to come back for another thrilling adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word flicker. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yes, I am, Mr. Handsome.
Fantastic. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for flicker. Okay, give it a shot, Emily.
I'm pretty sure it's number one. The torches on the wall appear to be really flickering. That's what flames do. They look like they're getting brighter and darker, brighter and darker.
Got it. Right. Okay, Emily, that's right, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl non-hovering skateboard.
Ooh.
Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is cuddly. I like that word because I like to cuddle my mom and my dogs.
My favorite word is plethora because it rolls off your tongue and it doesn't sound what it means. I thought it meant it was a type of leather, but it actually means like of many, like a lot. It's fun to say. Plethora or plethora, plethora.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what grimace means. That's right. Grimace is the kind of face you make when something hurts. Congratulations, Huggy. More Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!